Oh, hey, Tom here. You know, barbecue daredevil.
You're not just a handsome man, but a powerful one as well.
Do you like handcrafted meat with hearty mouthfeel?
I like watching your mouth, bro.
That goes great at high society yachting parties or for shame eating while alone. For a whole brisket or part of a slab of ribs, call Salt and Smoke.
I cannot believe this is even on FM right now.
Call now. Back to you, Tim.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Give me that daddy butter.
Remix.
Give me that daddy butter.
Remix.
Give me that daddy butter.
This is Tiesto, right?
This, actually.
Give me that daddy butter. I guess I'm gay now.
It's taken out of context.
Oh, Doug. Phil Mickelson on the practice ring.
Oh, lefty. Gorgeous left-handed swing.
He looks to be in pretty good shape.
Oh, he's in best shape of his life. Swinging the club free and easy. Just in front of the hedgerow.
Well, as we expected, Tung Kai JD is leading the Masters. He is at 2 under par through three. Something to keep an eye on, Ricky Fowler, double bogeys number one.
Mm.
Ricky, Rory, Jordan, and Jason off to a slow start, okay?
Well, still a lot of golf to be played, Tim.
Not really.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of golf still to be played on this fabulous layout at Augusta.
I'm worried about Strebsy, though.
He's at 5 over.
Strebsy? Well, this is a player I didn't really like coming into the tournament. I thought he would get off to a bit of a slow start.
And his first name is what again?
I think we all know what his first name is,
yeah,
Chuck.
Yeah, of course, Robert.
He's a guy that likes to play right to left, but if the occasion comes up, he might fade the shot a little bit.
Faded.
Yeah. He'll take a run for the big shot. You know, he'll try to be a hero every now and then if he thinks he's got enough club in his bag.
Sure.
But he might play up if he thinks that's a safe way to go. And that's what separates him from the others.
How about this? Rich Gould's going to like this. Tom Watson, even par through two.
Could this be his year?
Smiling redhead. What is he, 62 now? 63?
Sounds right.
Remember when Nicklaus won the Masters in
1986
at the age of 46?
That's right.
Everybody acted like this was the most stunning performance by
it. It's Mickelson now.
He's got to be close to that.
That's what I was thinking.
And Fred Couples is well into his 50s.
Freddie Boom Boom.
And Boom Boom's not playing. But Mickelson's 45.
Yeah. But you don't think of Mickelson as an old man, do you?
Not at all. Did people think of Nicklaus as an old man then? Did they?
Yes. It was like, how could anyone at that age possibly win?
But if
that was 30 years ago is all right. It was.
If you look it back, they were showing that video. They were showing that whole tournament on the Golf Channel. And he kind of had a little gut going, and
he didn't look like an old man.
I understand that. But nowadays, even Phil Mickelson, I mean, these guys work out constantly. They have fitness routines, and they have diet coaches and all that. Like, Phil Mickelson looks in really good shape right now. And he's a guy who hasn't necessarily been in the greatest shape over the course of his career.
Tiger's close to 40 now himself, isn't he?
Eldrick is 40, I think.
Yeah. And you don't even begin to consider him as getting up there and about ready to, well, maybe because of his injuries you would, but otherwise you would think he would still be a major force. 40 doesn't seem old at all anymore in golf, although there are a lot of the young guys who come up and immediately.
What about in sports talk radio?
Like sports talk radio, it's just a child.
Nice. God, Charlie, that means I could have like 30 more years of doing this.
Yeah, because Doug's been doing it for what, 40?
I've been in talk radio for 46 years now, Chuck.
We're doing a big thing for the 50th anniversary. Mm-hmm.
Didn't Ernie Els win a major a couple years back at about 45?
I think so.
Somebody choked, remember?
Watson came within the 18th.
I know.
Hold of winning the
2009,
British
2009, Disco Stew, Stuart Sink, sir.
And he was 59 at the time.
That's why I'm not ruling out Tiger. Me and Martin Kilcoyne, we had this. Well, I'm not saying for this week.
No.
I'm saying in general. I just feel like if he's 40, let's say the next 10 years, you got 40 majors. I know he's not going to play them all, but just one weekend where he can put the magic back together and maybe somebody chokes at the end and he's there, I'm not ruling it out that he can win one.
Well, he might win one, but I don't think he's going to have much of a career left because I don't. He's got such an ego and so much pride. I don't think he's going to want to come back and be a mediocre player and have to deal with the media that he deals with and everything else that goes with being Tiger Woods.
Doug, look at this. Somebody tweeted at me. They were pissed about the Cardinals last night, and this was their avatar.
Is that the Vianney father-son dance?
Cut that off. Charlie, do you happen to see this? I know you're not on the fan page anymore. That was the avatar.
Wow.
Of somebody who was pissed off about the Cardinals' performance. Plowboy, do you see it?
Well, what are they trying to say there? Party.
It's just their avatar.
It's like a 40-year-old gentleman who appears to be topless, but I think he might be wearing a bathing suit at a birthday party, and his kid is wearing a Speedo. The boy is about 10 and 12 years old, maybe. So they just came from the swimming pool.
This guy and his stepfather have a hell of a relationship.
No, I wouldn't read that into that.
Guys, Ernie Els, 46 years old, and he won the Open Championship.
Wow.
Back in 2012. See, so he's about 42-ish.
And it's not even a big story that age was a factor.
They call him the Big Easy.
Yes, they do.
I've got him on a couple of my teams.
He's from Johannesburg.
Got to diversify your portfolio, Doug, and then just hope. Ryan Moore and got him. Jason Day. Rana Cabrera Bello got him on five.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, I've liked his game. I like his swing. I mean, when he gets it rolling, he can put some birdies back to back.
He's a ball striker.
And a shot maker.
Want to be a baller, shot caller.
I feel like all these buzzwords in sports that we use all the time, like optics, which I joke about, but skill set, which I hate because it's the same thing as skills. There's no need to say skill set. You can just say skills.
Skills.
What about golf shot?
I like that. If you say golf shot.
Yeah.
That, and you don't say the
really,
L.
That really pays homage to the right. Old game.
And also, when everybody was talking about Gino Auriemma in the comments, where is UConn women's basketball bad for the sport? And he goes, when Tiger Woods was winning all the golf tournaments, I mean, that wasn't bad for Goff. Goff was good.
There's an L in it, please.
But he said Goff.
I know, because he was trying to act like he really knew about the origins of the game in
Scotland.
Here's
what I don't like. Here's what I don't like in baseball currently. I don't like the term pitch maker, okay? I don't like the term strike thrower.
No, I don't either.
I don't like him.
I don't even, in hockey, I don't like to hear that, well, that was just a hockey play. Or we're going to make a hockey trade. Well, no kidding. That's the sport you're in.
And that's the thing with football, especially Specs. Oh, he's a good football player. He's a good football team. He's a good football
Stop
team.
Saying
they're
football.
A good team. He's a good football coach.
Reggie?
That's a good football team. Specs, they're 3-13. That's a good football team.
Doug, all hell's breaking loose on my Twitter feed. This kind of happens, and it has nothing to do with the father and son in Speedos together. Nice gold chain on the father. But
I'm telling you, back then, that looks like a picture from the 60s. That's what people wore to swimming pools.
That looks like the 80s.
Looks earlier than that.
You guys wear a thong or nothing at all under your yoga pants.
Or something from like the Wonder Years.
Ah, Jack Arnold.
Sure.
Yeah, in the 60s, a lot of people, even middle-aged men, wore Speedos at public swimming pools. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't. And yet it happened just that way.
Alan Jackson. Doug, let me tell you what's going on here. Because there's a whole thing going on. And I don't want to be in the middle of it. I just don't want to be.
No.
It's dangerous.
Somebody tweeted at me last night. Johnny Flynn. You know Johnny Flynn?
Johnny Flynn. Oh, the Flynnster. Boy, what a character he is.
What does a city do all summer when hockey team is gone, round one, baseball team is no good, and football team left? And then he hashtagged it a curse word, and I've been explaining it to my kids ever since. And I just wrote, discuss best French fries, because I have a feeling we might.
It could come to that.
And I got to tell you, Sportsman's Park's steak fries. Wow. You get that Larry Wilson burger and the Sportsman's Park steak fries, you're in a good place.
I would like to try the Larry Wilson burger, if nothing else.
Sportsman's Park has the really big, I'm talking meaty chicken tenders, Doug. Mm. I'm talking, you get a nice big platter of them.
Maybe the Ernie McMillan chicken tenders?
It might be.
And somebody was pissed at John Flynn for giving up on the Blues, the Cardinals, and the Rams, although I would advise.
How could you give up on the Blues right now?
And this was Zach Michael. You know him at all?
Oh, Mikesy. Yeah, yeah. Zachariah, we'd call him every now and then.
And he wrote to John Flynn, find another city to live in. You suck as a fan.
Right.
Got him.
And I quote tweeted it and said, fans turning on fans, welcome to a St. Louis with an 0-3 baseball team. And now people are debating the merits of the comments between John Flynn and Zach Johnson, whatever the hell his name is.
I got nothing else to do, apparently.
But Brian Hoffman, a.k.a. Stat Boy, second best follower on Twitter next to, of course, Keisha Graves working with Lexington Steel today, tweeted out this fun fact, Doug. The quest, and he spelled it with a K, think about that. The quest for history, STL Cards on pace for 1,998 strikeouts. Franchise record is 1,267 last year. The Major League Baseball record is 1,535, the 2013 Astros. Can the Cardinals break the record?
I don't think they're going to break the record, no. No, I don't think they will. They don't have a lot of free swingers. They don't really have anybody who goes up there, it's all or nothing at all.
Well, that's the problem, is the all or nothing factor. You have the nothing, you don't have the all.
Right.
In the sense of none of these guys that have the strikeout potential, I shouldn't say none, but very few have the 25-plus home run potential.
Mm-hmm. So we got a lot of nothing and a little something, as opposed to all or nothing. We have a little something or nothing.
Like Mark Reynolds, for example. In his day,
yeah, that was all or nothing.
He'd give you the nothing.
Right.
180 strikeouts, but he'd also give you maybe 30 bombs.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe Grichuk is going to be that guy.
I could see that. I didn't like that either, okay? I'm not in there in the dugout, but when you have a
hey,
game...
Hey, dude, you buy a TV yet?
What?
Jeez, oh,
who's this?
Oh, is Darren there?
No.
I was right in the middle of a hot take. Go ahead.
Yeah, wasn't that hot? Is Darren there?
Yes. Why, yeah, why are you calling us to ask if someone else
Darren,
is here?
Darren.
We're in the middle of a show.
Hey, bro, did you get TV yet?
I did. A loyal listener.
What'd you get?
Out.
What'd you get?
I think it was a 40-inch Vizio.
How much?
$100.
Nice.
Really?
$100.
Yep, it was a good deal, and I have it set up now. It works great.
Very nice. Very nice.
All you got to do is ask, apparently, Blousy.
Yeah. That ruined my whole thing. Anyway, I got to go. We're going to go to the East Coast this summer with our baby. And my wife, I need to know a good beach to go on the East Coast. I didn't know if Tim knew of any good places.
Yeah, my family goes to Hilton Head. My brother's getting married there, Doug. Looking forward to that. We've been going there for years. I guess you're going East Coast. You're not going Florida, Colorado?
No, it's kind of stay away from the white trash down there and go up north.
Yeah, there's a lot of poverty in Miami. I would recommend Hilton Head.
Hilton Head's nice. When are you going?
Doug, like I'll be there mid-July. I think mid-July.
So you're going to go and follow Tim?
Well, that was about the time frame we were looking to go.
Nice. Sure. Well, maybe you could ride in the back seat of his car. He's got a big, huge SUV.
I do. Yeah. Have you and the Mrs.
I have a Volkswagen Touareg. I'll take care of myself, thank you. Ass.
Are you and your wife got an argument on the fan page over some incident at Salt and Smoke?
Well, no, that was a while ago, Tim.
But everything's cool?
Yeah, oh yeah, we're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What does she see in you exactly?
What's that?
What does she see in you exactly?
About 9.5 inches.
Ah! Pot him down! Pot him down!
But you liked it. You're reluctantly laughing.
Perv out, baby. Perv out. Caller Adam has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Ragazzi's doesn't enjoy that kind of talk.
You threw down the pencil.
They just don't. They enjoy providing a steam table daily from 11 to 2 for a quick lunch, and Ragazzi's enjoys cafeteria style with 13 offerings for $8.50, nice. Located on the hill, 4945 Daggett.
That sounds good.
I'm sorry they had to hear that.
Doug Sailor Jerry Spiced Rum is created in honor of Norman Sailor Jerry Collins, undisputed father of the old school tattoo, a Navy vet who built his rep inking soldiers and sailors in the WW2 era in Honolulu, a true American icon, and a stubborn son of a bitch who never compromised his standards or ideals. They make their rum to keep his legacy alive. Sailor Jerry Spiced Rum is made the old school way, 92 proof, bold and smooth as hell. Mm. That's the copy. I was reading the copy. They want me to curse in the copy. How do I explain that?
Well, it won't be easy.
Face Teeth says, gosh, I love Caller Adam. Hit me up, boo. Thanks, Face Teeth. Great call. I might become a Caller Adam lemming. That comes from Stubby Applause. Let's see some pics. There's no way he's 9.5 inches. Thanks, Stephen Wildwood.
I don't care if my daughter ends up gay.
He's a free swinger, that guy. He would like to go with you on vacation, Tim.
Yeah, my brother's getting married.
Are you accepting any of the lemmings to go with
no,
you?
No, this is strict immediate families of both the bride and the groom.
Is he doing getting married on the beach?
I don't think so.
But if he does, some of the lemmings could
they
get
could,
there
they,
on the
TMZ
beach.
Could be there.
Yeah, they could bum rush the ceremony.
Can't stop the bum rush, bum rush, bum rush, bum rush. But I haven't been to Hilton in 6 years. It's weird.
It's a nice place.
My parents are down there now. Then they go down to the PGA Tour events after the Masters there. So they go there, hang out there.
Yeah. That's what I understand.
What do they call it? The Heritage? Is it the Verizon Heritage?
I believe it's the Heritage, yeah. You get
mad at him. Charlie, this is Roger.
Raj.
Hello, Raj.
Hello. I haven't listened to the whole show, so I don't know what you've talked about earlier, but I have a huge issue with the shortstop position for the Cardinals. The guy they got playing, they just ain't going to cut it. And we got a Pete Cosman and a Brendan Ryan sitting in AAA that we could just have back at any time.
They don't have either one of those guys. They're both gone.
We could get them back. They're both AAA ball players right now for other organizations.
Oh. Well,
now,
you think they'd be better than...
They're both slick fielders.
You think they'd be better than what they have now?
Oh, they're both slick fielders. And, you know, Pete Cosman and Brendan Ryan, they don't hit for average, but they both got some pop.
Well...
Yeah, Cosman, I think he had 26 home runs 1 year.
I don't think he did.
25.
Well, he does hit the ball hard when he makes the contact. And Brendan Ryan, we've seen him before. You know, he licks his shoulders, what he used to do.
Yeah.
But we could get both them guys back if we wanted them, and they're just sitting there for the taking, and Matheny's not even interested. He should maybe make a call.
Well, I think that's possible. The way guys are breaking down now, falling apart, being put
could
on
you
the injured
imagine
list.
The defense? We'd have an unbelievable defense if we had Brendan Ryan at second and Pete Cosma at short. You wouldn't get a ball through the field.
Well, why do you think those guys are no longer with the organization?
Well, like I said, they didn't really hit for average. But, I mean, look at what we got right now. Ain't nobody hitting for average.
Well, it's a little early in the season there, Rod.
That's a good take, though. Cosma probably is the answer. Or a Cosma type.
The two slickest fielders in baseball.
Yeah, I think Cosma, Doug, you say he has, what, 5 gold gloves?
I don't think he has any.
He's never been given an opportunity.
No, he hasn't. Yeah, you're probably right, Roger.
Look what happened when the Blues gave Brian Elliott an opportunity.
Yeah, there's another good remark.
Well, I'm just telling you, they're two of the slickest fielders in all of baseball, and you guys want to write them off because they don't hit 335.
Well, they don't hit a lick, even when they got a chance. Both were given a chance to play regularly. They don't hit a lick.
Sir, is anybody hitting a lick right now?
No, but some have a track record that would indicate they will.
Well, Mr. Matt Carpenter didn't even, what, he bat 145 in spring training? Now, why is he okay to start every day?
Well, because he was the best hitter they had. He was the best hitter they had last year.
He was working on
what
things.
What have you done for me lately?
Ooh, he's done ring it. Ring it.
He's done nothing this year.
Ring it.
But you can't just cashier a guy because he's had 3 bad games, can you?
Well, he's had a whole bad spring, too.
So you would like Carpenter cut and Pete Cosma signed to take his roster spot?
I tell you what, that David Freese would look better than Matt Carpenter at the 3.
Well, now, David Freese is probably 40 years old now or more.
I don't think so. That's an irresponsible statement, sir.
Well, you want Dal Maxfield back as well? He was pretty good defensive shortstop.
Well, I'm not familiar with him.
Is this real?
Of course not. Thank you, Roger. First off, he started off, he goes, I'm gonna act like I'm a black man.
His accent
decided
changed,
to
be
a southern
yes.
man, and then it became a gay southern man.
The big leagues apparently agree with Pete Cosma.
Pete Cosma, by the way, a 222 lifetime average with 3 homers.
You said 30?
No.
Oh, excuse
no,
me.
No, 3.
No, Mike's on the phone. He's got something.
Hello, Mike.
I hope Cardinals do good this year.
Well, they're off to a rough start.
Yeah, I hope they're doing good.
Well, we all do, but they're 0-3 right now, Mike.
Yeah, you know what I'm doing right now?
No.
Drink coffee to make me sexy.
Coffee to make you sexy. You're doing this at Steak and Shake?
No, home.
You're
I
home.
Drink coffee.
To make you look sexy?
No, make my ass sexy.
How's that gonna help? How's that gonna help your hindquarters?
He's not doing a monologue today. He's going right into the material.
Yes,
hey,
yes, Mike.
Your wife kissed my ass.
Pot him down! Pot him down! Mike Lee has been suspended, fellas. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
That was funny.
He had a particularly mean disposition today. His name just went into the Ragazzi's suspension logule. Large gluten-free menu at Ragazzi's, by the way.
You could just tell he was loaded for bear.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't going to do any small talk. No. He started with the Cardinal thing, got it out of the way, and then just went right in.
Well,
people
I'm disappointed. People are mad
about these Cardinals.
So why are you going to yell something at me? I'm not in charge of the personnel in the club. I thought it was fine to let Cosma go.
But now you're kind of regretting it.
I did like Brendan Ryan, though, just because he was maybe the best interview on the team.
Hanging out with Colby Rasmus.
He was fun.
He was. And he was awfully good defensively.
The 1 year he hit 290.
No, no. Cosma always looked like he could hit. When he'd stand in the box, he'd think,
this guy ought to be a hitter.
He looked. He was
he
very athletic
like
guy.
That.
He did to me.
That pop, Pete Cosma.
I mean, I love Pete Cosma, but...
Tyler Green was the same way. You look at him and you say, this guy's going
to
be a
player. Tyler Green, to me, was different. That was like a first-round, 6'3", athlete.
So was Cosma's a first-rounder.
I know, but Cosma's like a shorter guy. He wasn't a necessarily strong guy. I just never looked at him in the batter's box and said, okay, he's going to do some damage.
Well, I didn't think he was middle-of-the-order type of hitter, but I could see how they were fooled by him, thinking that he was going to be a whole lot better than he turned out to be.
And he was also drafted out of high school. Like, to me, Tyler Green, that's not the same. That's a little worse when you draft him out of college. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you can miss on high school position players a lot.
Well, I'm aware of that. But I'm saying is I can see how they missed on him. Because to me, he looked very athletic. He was about the fastest guy on the team. He's a very good base runner, very good defensive shortstop. If he just hit a little bit, he'd been an everyday player.
They're pissed on the fan page. Charlie, what are you guys wearing, red jackets on opening day, home opener?
Well, it depends on the weather.
It says red jackets are for Cardinal Hall of Famers, not for no local news outlet to have their employees wear on the day of the home opener.
No, these aren't red sport
coats. How many of the fans are going to be wearing red jackets? About 30,000 of them.
They're not red sport coats. They're red windbreaker-type jackets that say...
But those are reserved for Lou Brock, Bob Gibson.
What I think is odd, in all seriousness, I agree with you, and I think it's kind of odd that the Hall of Famers in Cooperstown... The Cardinals that come back get the red jackets. But then you also have this Cardinals Hall of Fame, and they also get the red jackets.
And you have a problem with that.
Well, these guys are all fantastic baseball players. I'm just saying, the red jacket thing for a long time was for the Hall of Famers. I even heard Jim Edmonds say that he was a little uncomfortable with the fact.
He asked me about it before the whole thing even happened. He goes, I'm a little uncomfortable with this.
Yes.
I go, if they want you to do it, though, what are you going to do? You can't say no.
Maybe it's
he's uncomfortable.
Maybe you should have a big asterisk on the breast pocket.
That's not a bad idea.
Because how does Ozzie Smith explain it to his kids that there's other guys in red jackets that aren't at Cooperstown? Tough decisions over there.
Tough conversation to have.
Yeah.
Doug Dodge Moving is who moved the Inside STL World headquarters. And we're now at 1300 Hampton. And my sources tell me we're going to be broadcasting there on April 18th. And that's going to allow the listeners to be right out on front in Hampton Avenue. Maybe they go pick up some Jack in the Box or Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. Ray King will be able to get the Taco Bell and stand right there and watch us do the show and just cheer us on. Go, guys. Good segment. Oh, great take, Charlie.
They're not going to do that, are they?
Dodge Moving Company, one of St. Louis's top office moving companies. Over 75 years of experience. If you're moving your business, request a quote at dodgemoving.com. Trust your value. Business assets to an office moving company who has experience making moves for companies just like yours. Local, national, and international relocations. Dodge Moving, the official mover of the City Arch River Project. It's Dodge Moving. Request a quote at dodgemoving.com. We have our email today coming up. What a time we're living in right now. You know, we talk about Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, and Ricky Fowler. But what we're seeing right now from guys like Cucky the Dwarf, Misty Plops, Matt who bowls at Hanks, even Justin in Columbia comes in and out and in and out.
You had the Whistler for a while.
You have guys right now really ratcheting it up, and a high tide lifts all boats. Whereas when we were in the Rat and Bloomsdale era, it was kind of like the Tiger Woods era, and that the Rat and Bloomsdale was just this force that nobody could compete with.
Because he would strike.
He would.
We didn't even know where Bloomsdale was until I made that drive to Cape Girardeau and discovered that there it is right before you get to
Cape
Girardeau.
And you visited the Rat.
I didn't visit the Rat, but I visited Cape Girardeau briefly.
How was it?
Well, no better. About the same. No, it's a fine little community, Tim.
Bobby Bestel and Chrissy Runnergirl are coming by tomorrow. be ready for that.
To do what? Studio? Start cutting people off the fan page?
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Them's his fighting words.
Well, what else would they be doing here, Tim?
Bobby Bestel wants to give you gifts.
Bobby Bestel, that guy sucks.
Like what sort of gifts?
I have no idea, but he says he's never been to the station before.
And he's excited to come to the station.
He's driving 2 hours.
He is not.
Yes, he is.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Just to come to this station. And we might not be here anyway because we might actually move before then.
Well, it's tomorrow. We're not moving until the 18th.
Oh. Chrissy hit me up in a PM and actually put a tease on it saying they're bringing sauce.
Sauce? Like soppings?
Correct, Doug.
They come bearing soppings.
Will there be actual food to put the sauce on?
Well, that's a question that's unanswered, no.
Like, I don't want to eat just sauce.
Maybe they'll pick up some fries right before
they get there.
I'd like some chicky.
You know, warm fries are really good, and that once, as soon as the fry loses its heat, it's, you know, who cares what the yield is.
I think McDonald's fries, I mean, here's a fry, it's a neat fry, and right when it comes out and it's in the bag as you go through the drive-thru because something went wrong during the day and you have to fill that void emotionally with food, it's warm, it's salty to the boy tongue. But God bless America if it's not 3 minutes later, it's now no longer a good fry. It's an amazing thing. And I think the McDonald's fry has the quickest decline. If I were to form a graph of fry quality over time, so fry quality is on the X.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
The time is on the Y. I think the McDonald's fry has the quickest decline on my graph. Steak fries, I think, hold up. Yeah. Steak fries, I think, hold up.
They're a little bit more. There's more fry proper there. If you need to put them back in the microwave, a steak fry might accept the heat a little bit better.
You know what fry I like? I never go there, but Rally's fries are the best. Cajun fries.
Are the curly cue?
Interesting take.
They're just strong Cajun fries. Now, Arby's, they have the curly fries, which are also really good. Mm. But Rally's, just Cajun fries. Oh, so zesty.
I never really consider fries zesty.
But they have that nice spice to them. It's like you're down there in...
Sexy yield, by the way.
You're down there in Nolens.
Right.
I had fries at Bar Louie a couple weeks ago. It was the first fries I'd eaten in maybe 6 months.
That's because you're lithe, baby.
I'm not that lithe, but boy, they are good. Fries are awfully good.
Lousy. See, now you're on board with the segment.
Not good for you, but they're awfully good. I was not happy with myself for eating this.
Really? That bothers you?
Basket of fries. Yeah. I mean, who am I to eat a basket of fries?
What's wrong with it? You're lithe.
I'm not that lithe.
You're lithe, baby.
I'm
you're
not
lithe.
So
what,
lithe.
A buck 80 or something?
Yeah, not anymore, no.
Did you go home
and gain weight again?
Put your finger down your throat?
I should have. Binge and purge, baby.
Looks like you're having some shoulder issues, too.
Having a shoulder issue. I was almost over it.
Maybe Bestel can give you a massage tomorrow.
Well, I don't think that's necessary.
You're kind of doing some Pilates movements.
Yeah, I've been going to the physical therapist. I was almost over it. Like last week, I said, you know what? I don't think I even need to go anymore. I'm good. And she said, okay, you can go back. And when you're in the gym, you can start to do real light weights again. Really light. Do, you know, a few reps, but really light. And that's what I did. And now the shoulder flared up again. Now it hurts again.
Sorry to hear that, buddy.
World might end this month. So that sucks.
Asteroid?
Yeah. I don't know if you heard about this. A mysterious planet that wiped out life on Earth millions of years ago could do it again, according to a top space scientist. And some believe the apocalyptic event could happen as early as this month. Huh. So that sucks, especially if the Blues can get going.
Affairs in order.
Planet 9 is the name of the planet. A new planet discovered at the edge of the solar system in January has triggered comet showers that bomb the Earth's surface, killing all life. That comes from Danny Whitmire of the University of Louisiana.
Wouldn't that be just like the Blues
luck? University of Louisiana.
Be just like the Blues luck to finally get through the first round and then the world comes to an end.
That's a bad beat.
Yeah.
The astrophysicist says the planet has a 20,000-year orbit around the sun, and at its closest to us, it knocks asteroids and comets toward Earth. Fossil evidence has suggested most life on Earth is mysteriously wiped out every 26 million to 27 million years. So I guess there's a sample size of 75-million-year intervals.
And you can figure that out just by looking at rocks.
Correct. Whitmire claims Planet 9's passage through a rock-laden area called the Kuiper Belt...
Mel Kiper.
Okay.
Dwayne Kiper.
is responsible for the extinction events. That happened. Who was that? Tobey Maguire? Was that Tobey Maguire?
I don't know.
In Deep Impact?
I don't know.
It wasn't Tobey Maguire. It looked like him. It was the guy who played Frodo. What was his name?
I don't know.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Little Danny Cooksey?
What's his name?
Plowboy?
Cute little kid. He has a bad show on FX now where he's like a dog. What's his name?
I don't know.
Is a man playing a dog?
Is Frodo the... What's his name?
I don't know.
Gosh darn it.
Sean Astin.
Is that Frodo?
Doug?
He was in there somewhere.
The movie. Rudy. He was Rudy.
Yeah.
And Charles S. Dutton.
Clapped. His mother died last week.
I didn't know
his
that. Mother...
Patty Duke.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was his mom.
Elijah Wood.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, yeah. Anyway, he saved the world.
Patty Duke married the father on the Addams Family, John Astin.
Okay. I just never
and
knew.
And they had sex.
Patty Duke was his mom until she died.
Right.
Conspiracy theorists in the 80s and 90s previously claimed a red dwarf planet called Nibiru, or Nemesis, which orbits too close to the Earth every 36,000 years, was behind the events. Now some are convinced there will be a collision or a near miss before the end of April. So heads up.
We don't have much time. What could we do to protect ourselves, Tim?
Like in the movie, what was the movie where they...
Deep Impact.
Yeah, Deep Impact, but also the one with Bruce Willis.
Armageddon.
Armageddon. You had to separate the asteroid.
And who did that? Robert Duvall did.
And then it splits, and then it goes in two areas, and it just misses Earth.
Narrowly missed, thank God.
And unfortunately, Bruce Willis had to stay back to press the button.
No!
If it hadn't missed the Earth, they would have been unable to make the movie.
Correct. But luckily... Ben Affleck went back home to take care of his daughter, Gracie.
Liv Tyler.
It's always time for family, Chuck.
Absolutely. And then they had the great song by Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
I don't want to close my eyes.
Ba, da, ba,
I don't
want
to fall asleep because I'll miss you, babe. Ba, ba. And I don't want to miss a thing. Ba.
Wonderful.
Even when I dream of you.
Ba, ba, da,
the sweetest dream will never do.
Da, ba,
da, I will miss you, Doug.
Da. How do you think folks would react if we got real news that a huge asteroid was coming towards Earth and about to blow us all up?
It would be like the Purge.
And you had like a week.
Let's be honest. If you had a week to live and you were married, is it like understood that like you can just do whatever you want the last
hall
week?
Pass. Hall passes for everyone.
I'd want tripping. I just want to sit in the corner in everybody's house and watch lesbianism.
Now, Doug, if I roll the split, fries. Would you smoke it with me if there was a week left?
That's an interesting question.
I wouldn't really be interested in it, no.
Probably would do a lot of white with you. I'd get it.
I want to make love.
Hey, Frank.
It's like that scene in Almost Famous when they think the plane's going to crash.
Yeah, and great all, scene. Classic fight, scene, sir.
And then the one guy says he's gay.
Yep.
They all think they're going to die. And then all of a sudden... The plane doesn't crash, and it gets real awkward.
But if an asteroid landed and it killed all but just a handful of people here and there, would you even really want to be around for that? Would you want to be one of those...
We still do the show?
Half dozen or so that survives it? Or would you just as soon go with everybody else?
No, I want to be a survivor. Like Mad Max, Fury Road.
Because we'd bang Charlize Theron.
It'd be cool to live in like a post-apocalyptic
world.
Oh,
yeah, it'd be outstanding. And where's your food going to come from?
You go out there and you get it.
Where?
Animals.
Yep.
Well, they've been killed too.
Not all of them.
Nope. There's gerbils running around and tubes.
And elk.
Yep.
There will still be tubes that will survive the explosion.
Yep. Chuck, thanks for spoiling Armageddon for me. I was going to rent it on VHS this weekend. Jackass. Thanks, Barnard Brawler.
My bad. Whatever happened to Liv Tyler?
What's going on with her, Doug?
She's really.
I don't have
really
any idea. Lucky.
I didn't really find her all that attractive when she was all the rage. Now, she was engaging in lesbianism with Alicia Silverstone in all those videos. And I thought that was kind of odd at the time that Steven Tyler had his daughter engaging in lesbianism in his music videos. But now, with a little more time between then, I support him and salute him for it.
And Steven Tyler probably dates women younger than his daughter.
He's engaged to a 28-year-old. Liv Tyler's like my age, I think.
I saw an article the other day where John Lovitz... Let's be honest, pretty successful, but not exactly the greatest looking dude. I think he's 60-ish, is marrying a 31-year-old.
Yeah, that was a hoax.
Was it really?
Yep. We talked about it on the show.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for
listening. Would it surprise you that some guy who's been a major star in this country has a wife half his age?
No, but why do they do hoaxes like that?
The girl that he was supposedly marrying has an album coming out.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. So heads
they
up.
They got me.
Heads up on hoaxes. Doug, anything about Bert Early Cutlery? Did you can tell
Well, I know now is the time that you really need to go to Bird or Early Cutler. I mean, any time is a good time to go, of course.
Right.
This month, especially, because you can bring anything in that might need sharpening. And if you do it on April 30th to Bird or Early Cutlery, that day all the proceeds from the sharpening will go to the Backstoppers, along with a portion of sales in the retail showroom and the Mission Taco food truck will all go to this fine charity. The Backstopper. It's called Edges for Pledges. So if you need anything at all, any of your knives that you have in the kitchen, any of your hedge clippers, scissors, if you were in a scissor like the Dickens, but your scissors aren't very sharp, this is the time to go. April 30th is the perfect time because all the proceeds are going to go right to the Backstoppers. Been in business for 50 years now. On the Hill, 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Bertarelli Cutlery offering fine equipment for the professional and domestic kitchen, the place for all things sharpening. They also have a nice retail area there in front where you can find top name brands and cookware, appliances, gadgets, and serving accessories. Follow them on Twitter at STL Knives. Check them out online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Well, Tom Watson is turning back the clock. He is one under par through four, and he's atop the leaderboard at the Masters.
He just rolled in like a 50-foot putt.
Tom Watson, turning back the clock. Can you imagine what that would be like if the smiling redhead?
Smiling redhead.
How happy would Rich Gould be, Charlie, if Tom Watson won the Masters in 2016? Holy moly.
I'm telling you, I've known Rich Gould for about 8 years, and Doug, you brought it up. Whatever year it was that Watson had a legit chance in the last 5 years, right? Whenever it was?
Yeah, it's at the British Open.
Right. And Tom Watson had a legit chance to win that tournament and didn't. I'm telling you, Rich Gould was depressed for an entire week.
He was like leading on the 18th hole, I think.
I know. And he had a bad bounce. He had a beautiful shot. It just rolled off the back edge. And then Disco Stu, Stuart Sink. He wins a major and everybody's mad at him. He's a nice guy. Tweets barbecue pictures all the time.
Why do you call him Disco Stu?
From Disco Stu.
Who the hell is Disco Stu?
Stuart Sink. He won the British Open in 2009.
I just went over the whole thing.
Weisberger, your leader. Or is it Wiesberger? And then we have a popular Weisberger on the Morning After fan page. So that's fun.
You think that's him?
No, it's a she.
No.
She's very popular. Harvard educated.
Is that her husband?
Could be. Could be. She's part of the leadership of this female contingent that's trying to bring women into the fold of the listenership, and we're grateful for them. Mm-hmm. Chrissy Runner Girl, who will be in studio and giving you a massage tomorrow. Then you have Katie Kay of We Are Live. Okay. Mm-hmm.
A whole new demo.
Yeah.
You're going to get new sponsors for like hand creams.
No, it's exciting. I would buy stock in me.
But that's the entire list of women who listen to this presentation.
Caller Ellen, caller Jordan.
3-4.
Becky, who's leading the Masters.
Queen of Carpet.
Janie the Lesbian. And my wife loves the
show. 6. Your wife doesn't listen. Only because she kind of works
for that. My fiance loves the show.
8.
She listens every morning, even when I'm not on.
It's topped out at 8.
Yeah, but how exciting is
that? I wouldn't expect the number to go up.
But if their friends start telling their friends, maybe we can be friends. Think about it like that.
Yep. 1997, B.I.G.?
Yeah.
What would there be to listen to if you were a gal? What would be the attraction for this show? Mostly it's hardcore sports. I mean, nitty-gritty stuff.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Jess will tell me straight up. She's like, I stop listening when you have a guest on.
Yeah.
I stop listening.
Seamaster, I don't know her.
No, but she stops listening if it's like a hardcore baseball or blues conversation.
I do the same thing.
She likes the stupid talk. But she did say, and I'm just throwing it out there, she wasn't a big fan of yesterday's 9 o'clock hour, but that's neither here nor there.
I just don't know what you mean when you say stupid talk.
She likes the talk where we basically sit here and just BS about, like, the end of the world.
Well, that's a big story.
That's pretty important stuff. You may call it just us sitting here talking, but we're tackling some issues that could affect all mankind. That's all.
And that's the thing. How about womankind as well?
Well, they're included because the man is in their name, woman.
She doesn't want us to talk about Randall Grichuk, though. She wants us to talk about fun stuff.
Caller Ellen says, the problem is I can't tell my friends I listen to this. It would ruin my rep.
I think so, Bill.
Doug, do you count the listeners who play Tucky Tuck? Thanks, Stephen Wildwood.
I wouldn't count them, no.
Manchild79 says, Doug, my girl listens until I untire. Keeping it 100, Manchild79. Bubbles says, KDK left the fan page. How in the hell is somebody knowing that? Did she make an announcement? Doug, did she make an announcement?
I don't know.
I left the fan page.
I don't keep up with it. You left it too many notifications.
Too many notifications.
Too darn many notifications.
A lot of odd pictures.
Yeah, oh.
The occasional hate for me. I just, you know what? I like to cleanse that stuff from my life.
There's nothing like the pictures we got here when it was Jay Randolph and Sarah Bruce and I on Mondays.
No, let me tell you. There was one picture a couple weeks back that was the worst picture I've ever seen.
Is that the one of the father and son that I just posted with the guys in the Speedo and
this
the gold chain?
This one was much more graphic.
We were sent some pictures on Monday that you could go to prison just for having that in your possession.
Looks like gay porn here.
Something like that, yeah.
Doug, I want you to see what I get in my Facebook inbox every once in a while. This was just sent to me, as you can see, at 9:44 a.m. I don't know this person. Just read it to the audience. So you
read
can
it
see.
Out loud.
Yeah, if you would.
Hey, sir, I hear by the tone of your voice, you're burnt out. I'm sure with all the moves and other business stuff, it's a lot. I can relate with my district, short-staffed, etc. Keep your head up, sir. It'll get better. Take care of yourself, too. Take weeks off in Miami or Vegas. Make Anna Marie carry your bags. Hashtag tripping. It's a nice little note.
Do I sound different today? What the hell's going on?
Burnt out.
Matt Vasgersian said I sounded different. Now this gentleman.
Jay Williamson had to scold you a little
That's
bit.
That's right, because I called it the Golf Network and it's the Golf Channel.
That's
and
right.
And it's Goff.
Thank you, Charlie. You're right. Gino Auriemma. Do I say, Pablo, you know me better than anybody. Do I sound...
I mean, to me, you sound top-notch. Last couple weeks, you've actually stepped up your game.
I think I have, too. I really do.
Emphasize a lot of key words, especially in live reads. So I think you're doing very fine.
Nice.
Okay.
Feels good.
Speaking of key.
Expecting anything different there, Chief Lemming?
You know, my favorite part, Doug, of playoff hockey is when you and I get to sit up there in the press box for a nice playoff hockey tilt, Doug pulls out his notebook, and he writes on the top, key plays.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He writes key plays.
Missouri journalism.
And then he will then write down the major plays in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And he also keeps track of SOGs.
SOGs.
Shots on goal.
Yes, I know what it was.
The SOG count is also important.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been up to the press box for a game yet.
All year?
I haven't.
That's why you watch Fox 2.
I either work day side. Or
say side.
I usually work during the day, early day shift, or I work at night and I can't because I'm anchoring.
What about like one of those Sunday matinees every once in a while?
Again, I have to work. I don't really have a time when I can sit and watch a game for 2.5 or 3 hours up there.
I have to admit, though, from the TV standpoint, we go to a lot more of the skates and the practices and then maybe go live before the game,
right. But
then don't stay for the game.
Well, you just said a mouthful is what you did.
Janie Lesman just texted me to say I sound great. You sound great, Tim. Thanks, Janie Lesman.
Sure.
Tony the
Pop. Timmy is the most intelligent person.
Okay, Big L.
You know, Kyle / Pyle was mad at me because I was stepping on the drops yesterday.
Really?
Get
I've never seen Kyle get mad
so
about
here's
anything.
Here's the thing. In all seriousness, I come in with my own earbuds. I can hear the commercials, but I can't hear the open to the show, and I can't hear the drops. So when I can't hear something, I'm just talking. Apparently, I was stepping on all his drops. And he kind of came in today, he goes, could you not hear the program yesterday? And I was like, actually, yeah, the headphones in here don't work. I was like, why? Was I stepping on the drops? He's like, yeah. Because that's kind of his thing.
Right now.
See, he was pissed about it.
He takes pride in his drops.
I understand that. I get
There's
that.
There's an art to it.
I totally get it.
Kyle, are you leaving? I heard tell yesterday you might be. Can I talk about this or can I not talk about it? Kyle's not an inside STL employee. The board operators, this is another thing that doesn't matter. I still own the radio station, have a carport and Doug has a boy dungeon. It doesn't matter what we say. Charlie's morbidly obese. All of these things.
Right.
But I'm trying to have a serious conversation. I just got an email yesterday. Kyle has a great new job. God bless him.
Huh.
And so we're going to need a new board operator. That's what I just heard tell. Seamaster sent me that yesterday. But Kyle can't talk, so I can't communicate.
I can confirm that, Tim. I'm the voice of reason here.
There you go. Yeah. Why you have to be the voice of reason?
You're the chief lemming officer is who you are.
Well, I didn't want to get Kyle in trouble, so I just thought I'd relay a message.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm going to miss that guy.
So he's done a great job.
Where's he going? Do we get to know that?
I'm not going to reveal it, obviously, on air.
He's not going to go work for your friend Devore out in Vegas?
Same industry? Devore. Different industry?
He's not French. It's Dever.
Dever. Right. I thought Devore sounded a little better.
Is it the same genre of industry or something different?
Something a little different.
So what? Like, give us, tell us. You don't have to tell us the company.
I think it's marketing.
Okay.
That's
marketing,
it.
Marketing, marketing, marketing.
I like it. Good for you.
So we need a new board operator. We need a great lemming to come in here who knows all the drops and just fires away. It's an important position. It's an important position.
Yeah.
These drops are a big part of the show.
Huh. But that's kind of, it's kind of an unusual job description, though, to find someone who would know what buttons to hit.
Put it on the fan page. Would you like to see some of the fan page guys come in?
Well, not especially. Is there just a little soundboard we could hit out here?
Let me ask you this. What if the next board op was like a really hot, like 23-year-old?
Bisexual girl.
Leggy blonde? Willowy brunette?
I could see that happening.
Statuesque redhead?
Nice.
Whichever.
Could be any of those.
They'll all be vying for it.
Are there a lot of, you think, candidates like that at board op school?
I would imagine.
I don't think there's ever been one, ever.
Does Ricky follow 100 par, Doug? Is that a red one?
Yes, he is.
Wow, started at 2 over, and now look at Ricky Fowler, 3 under over his last 4 golf holes.
Gosh.
Of course it's golf
holes. I like him. He's a Cardinals fan, too.
I've got him on only one of my teams.
I like. Boy, this Wiesberger, though, I don't know if anything's going to slow him down.
Anna Marita said she'll do it.
She will?
She loves the drops.
She loves the drops.
That'd be funny.
Boy, you wouldn't even have to pay her. Or being a woman, you could pay her a lot less than what you're paying Adam.
That's what they deserve, though.
Seamaster, get the Thompson Cobring. I just get him back on because we're almost done. Mm-hmm. Talk to him at 10. Hey, we got the emails. It's email of the day. Where are the emails? I saw the plot. There they are. God bless me. God bless America. Audio Express, Doug, if you want to listen to us in HD, Audio Express. At HD, man, I'm telling you. I really enjoy it. I'm listening to Frank. Listening to the boys in the writer's block. Listening to Jennings now with Joe Roderick. Stully does a good show. You know I'm buying all kind. I'm buying up all the We Are Livestock. I'm buying up all the We Are Livestock.
It sounds like it, you know.
It's the app. Think about it. Audio Express. Doug, you sick and tired of your car stereo system?
Yes, I sure am, Tim. I wonder if there's a place where I could go and get a better one.
Yeah. Audio Express, actually. It's funny you should ask.
Okay.
Their car audio professionals are well-trained. Look forward to answering your questions and showing you what will work best in your whip, as well as your budget. It's Audio Express, AEQAS.com. Audio Express, quality auto sound. It's Audio Express. All right. All right. $20 gift certificate to Lowe's. We're broadcasting for the home opener on Monday. Park over there and then hang out with us. Get to know us better. I won't talk to you, but you'll probably be able to see me, assuming you're tall.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, Mount Rushmore of golfers over 45 you'd like to bang. I'll go lefty, Fred Couples, Jim Furyk, and of course, Angel Cabrera. Thoughts? Do good, avoid evil, Barnhart Brawler.
My favorite,
Barnhart Brawler must be a woman.
My favorite older golfer, gaffer, is Miguel Angel Jimenez.
I like that. He's got a little bit of a gentleman bump himself, I noticed.
He's a ladies' man, though, man.
He smokes on the course.
Oh, yeah. Really. He's like the most interesting man in the world.
What I'm about to do is very dangerous, and no doubt my life will be in jeopardy each day moving forward. I'm about to call out the Babe Ruth of emailers. So let's get something straight, Misty Plops. If you ever call out the leading sports newscaster with the highest ratings in the St. Louis market again, you and I will be meeting at Starbucks and Arnold. I got your back, Chuck. Now that's coverage you can count on. Hey, Doug, what a coincidence that News 4 is on the bottom just like you were last night. Can't wait for the Flashlight Friday with you tomorrow. Comes from the White Collar Gangster.
I didn't care for him.
That's the gentleman lover of Townie.
That's Townie's boyfriend.
White Collar Gangster.
Akaki the Dwarf. This is called TMA, the Family Tree Edition. Douglas, sir, I did you a solid and paid the $29.95 to get your family tree. Here were the results. Surname Vaughn comes from the Welsh word boystaff, meaning small and not at all powerful.
That's actually true.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a Welsh word meaning small.
Wow. Cucky the Dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
Jinx Coke. I traced it back to Chester Vaughan, a young stable boy in 1600s England. Documents say he manually pleased all the lords every morning.
Was that part's not true.
Horse dung removal. He later wed a Vivian Lithgow. Huh. There's a lot of things kind of like coming together.
Vivian Lithgow.
There also was Lester Vaughan, an impish old man that sold boy slaves in the marketplace in 1800s Ireland. He had the firmest ass and the best prices. He married a Mildred Rodham Clinton. The coat of arms is pretty cool. It consists of a guy with a trash bag on his head doing a Buffalo Bill-like tucky-tucky surrounded by purple snakes. Magic. That comes from Cucky Surname the Dwarf.
Cucky Surname the Dwarf.
I mean, what we're witnessing right now with what Cucky the Dwarf is doing, we've never seen before.
He's a poet.
And now Misty Plop's response. I mean, it's just back and forth. It's back. Guys, Plops here. Nothing much to say today except thanks to Doug on behalf of everyone who attended the annual PHA Gala last night at the MAC. Doug's presentation was thorough, educational, and overall very well received. His old man River joke had us all in stitches. He put it all out there and the audience just simply ate it up. Seriously, though, it was really a treat for everyone in attendance, so thanks again, Doug, from all of us at Pubic Hair Aficionado. That's from Misty Plops. You spoke at the Pubic Hair
I didn't. Misty Plops. Plops. Some other fellow, apparently.
Behind the porn. Devers was a small-town poker enthusiast with big dreams. After building a mini-empire stealing money from twinks in a dank shed, he made the move to Las Vegas and began shooting amateur porn with an iPhone. But the price of fame was losing touch with who he was. After casting a MILF with a butterfly tat on her nip, he realized he'd gone too far. Matt Dreds soon got back to his Canton roots by rekindling his longtime friendship with a twink with 5-inch nipple hair and a guy who reads good named Wreath. A guy who reads good named Wreath. A guy who reads good named Wreath.
I don't know.
They even still get baked and crush the breakfast buffet at Kmart every now and again. Your pal, Deucey McBulge.
Deucey McBulge.
Deuces.
Morning, boys. Let's talk a little bit more about A League of Their Own, since I didn't think it was discussed enough on the show last week.
Yeah.
How come the great Tom Hank didn't wear a skirt like the rest of the team? I was highly offended by that. Was he trying to strategically cover his diapy? How is Tom Hank going to look his team in the eye and tell him he doesn't have to wear said skirt? It's about all the hot takes I can muster, so Doug, taste me. Johnny Boy in the poor part of the Oakville. P.S. You guys have nothing to hold your heads down for, except you didn't do that well and completely gave away this radio show.
Do we have that drop?
Frank Thomas.
Accessible at all times.
Johnny Boy from the poor side of Oakville.
He's efforting it. That's one of my favorites.
Sometimes hot takes go wrong.
I remember watching that live and just almost falling off the couch. And I love the Big Hurt. Plowsy, yes or no?
In Van.
So.
2-1.
Just hold up your hand when you got it.
Yeah, he doesn't have it.
Go ahead, Tim.
Caught him unawares.
An above-ground hot tub. A soft-lit patio. A warm summer breeze. A bitchy size queen. My supple twink body. The size queen walked over to the hot tub. I could see the flickering of his Virginia Slim. He took a drag and exhaled into the night whilst holding a glass of Merlot. He walked over to the hot tub. Over the sound of the jets, the whirring jets. I heard him ask me if there was room for one more. I said yes. He dropped his silk four-fox robe and stepped in. We sipped wine and smoked cigarettes. 5 minutes later, something peeked above the water. Looks the shark smells some new twink blood, he said, giving me a wink. Suddenly, there was a shark attack on my tight, hairless posterior. Yummy, horny, and LeMahieu.
DJ LeMahieu? Second baseman for the Rockies?
Something nice place third.
Horny in LeMahieu.
Apparently we have that comment from the Big Hurt.
All right, hit the lever.
Mets have nothing to hold their heads down for, except they didn't play that well, and they gave away this World Series.
When hot takes go wrong.
That's so good.
Sup, Blue, skating, Cardinals losing, sun shining, bacon frying, soda fizzing, Frosty's cold, Tim fantastic, Charlie chubby, Doug gives me chubbies, horny, that's me, gots to goes, peace to you, theirs and mine, hugs, tugs, and plugs, Flocky the Smurf. Doug, that's what we have
for the Smurf.
The email today, what you got?
Oh, hell, I don't know. I guess Cucky, Surname the Dwarf.
I'm going to go with the warrior poet, the Cuckster.
The warrior poet. Ah, Braveheart. Cucky the Dwarf is just doing stuff we've never seen before right now, Doug. And this is an exciting time to be on this show. It's always been exciting to be on this show, but it's even more exciting right now.
Cucky the Dwarf. She gets like, another email a day.
He's like the Danny Almonte.
He is.
Of the emails.
Like he's 4 years older than everybody else.
Correct.
Congratulations to Cucky the Dwarf. You got a $20 gift card to for Llewellyn's Pub. Lion's Choice, the sponsor. I almost got Lion's Choice last night. Lion's Choice, a sponsor. I'm our hand up to Frank Cusmano's Real Radio Show. It's the famous roast beef at Lion's Choice. All them soppins, all them fixins. It's Lion's Choice. Frank's up next with the Hollywood Casino Press Box. It's a real radio show. He does a monologue. He books guests. It's a whole thing. And it's from 10 to noon. Time for us to shut it down for Kyle, for the Plowboy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Charlie Marlowe, for Jimmy Cat Hayes, and for Douglas Sullivan Vaughn. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.